Hi, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty, and this is an On Point special drop in our podcast feed. On our regular show today, we talked about the possible ways the war in Ukraine might end, and we did that with scholar Timothy Snyder. Timothy Snyder has said that Russian President Vladimir Putin is vulnerable at home now as Russian men flee to avoid being sent to fight in Ukraine. Well, that brought us to Dmitry Grigoryev.
I'm from Moscow, and all my life I've lived in Moscow.
Dmitry's 25 years old, but he's now living across the Russian border in Georgia. He knew a lot of people who left Russia in the spring, and last month he decided to check out Georgia just in case he felt that he could no longer stay in Russia himself. And then Russia announced mobilization plans for young men like Dmitry.
My position was before the mobilization that I should stay in Russia and to take my responsibility for what's going on there. But the mobilization was the red line. I just needed some free air of freedom to breathe in, you know. Russia became like police and military government very quickly.
So what began as a short trip to Georgia for Dmitry has now lasted for more than a month. A month where he has reflected on how his country got here and when he may be able to go home.
Personally, I've realized, and many people have realized, that we, the opposition and those who are not supporting this war, that we are not able to win this regime, to fight this regime, you know, strongly. That we realized in March that the protests are being repressed, and etc. And since then, the atmosphere got harder every month. As we know from our history, from like the Soviet Union and from Stalin period, where every like doorbell, which you don't expect, makes you sweat and makes you fear. I know people who were in the army, and the government is looking for them hardly. I mean, calling their relatives, coming to their addresses, and they are hiding. They don't go online, they don't go out on the street, and they sit somewhere like in the house or out of the cities where there are no cameras. For me, it's really difficult. Since, you know, I didn't plan, I wasn't, you know, going away for living. The only thing which helps is that I'm not the only one, you know, I'm not the only one. Here are lots of people who are against the war, and from Russia, who came here. Actually, sometimes we even have jokes that it's like a little Moscow or a little St. Petersburg here. You know, it's in the year that Russians are not welcome. Before the war, I've talked quite a lot to those who were for Putin or not against him, and their last argument in supporting him was that when Putin is in power, there would be no war. He is strong enough to keep everything in his like strong hands and not to our country into the war. And when this last, it was the last and the strongest argument, just broke down one night. I predicted that those people would see that Putin is not our choice, but it didn't happen. I think that after Putin dies, we who don't want dictatorship, who don't want to live in war and in military, would have chance to make changes in Russia. We have many talks about when he dies. We discuss how we're going to celebrate when he dies. I don't exclude the option that I would come back before he dies. I don't know how things are going to be, because, you know, it's a very complex thing to leave your country and have my dog who lives now with my family, and etc. It's quite hard, but we don't complain. There are things in Russia and in Ukraine which are going on with people who feel, of course, much more, much harder and much more difficult to live.
That's Dmitry Grigoryev, a 25-year-old Muscovite currently living in Georgia to avoid fighting in the war in Ukraine. Thanks so much for listening to this special On Point podcast extra. Check out the feed where you found this drop for the full show with more from Timothy Snyder and a young Ukrainian woman determined to see her country win. And if you haven't already, like and subscribe to On Point wherever you listen to your podcasts so you never miss a new drop. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is On Point.